Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I am delighted to see you on Zoom. If you are with us on the LA Talk Radio Facebook page, this will be uploaded to nolatherapy.com later today. I am just so happy to be here with you. It is my 200th episode. And today's a really special show for me. I'm going to introduce you to my guests in just a moment. As a quick reminder, if you haven't listened before, I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist, and I'm available to meet with you during this time via remote therapy sessions, Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, phone. Go to NolaTherapy, NolaTherapy.com. You can also connect with me at NolaTherapy on all social media platforms. I'd love to be in touch with you. I have been reading almost every day a section of my new book to you on YouTube at NolaTherapy, Instagram at NolaTherapy, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. So just go to my website to learn about me. I want to jump into my guests. Today, what makes it special is I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, where I still live part-time. My high school experience was profoundly transformational. I know that now as I look back as an older person. I went to the Academy of the Sacred Heart in New Orleans, an all-girls Catholic school, during a time when there was a lot of upheaval in my personal life. My parents had just divorced. Things were really not going well between them. I got lost in that shuffle along with my siblings, and I found at Sacred Heart a community of women that are family to me, and so I asked them to come on and be with us so we can show you a glimpse of our friendship, 30 years of friendship from then till now. And I'm going to have on the show Consuelo Barron, a teacher at the JCC in New Orleans, Hollis Woodrow, a CPA in New Orleans, Julie Popich. Wait, let's unmute everybody. Can y'all unmute?
Hey.
Yep. Hey, y'all. Julie, are you a phlebotomist?
No, no, I'm a clinical laboratory scientist. Worked at the blood bank for 25 years, and now I work for a company that's transfusion and transplant based. So I cover Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you for clarifying. We've been friends so long, and it's just work in the lab. Then Nikki Ben, who owns a school in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Nina Keenan, a licensed marriage and family therapist. Y'all, welcome, and thank you for being with me today. How are y'all?
Hello, hi.
So can we make a toast? For any watching and listening, we all took the afternoon to make a drink. I have a banana rum punch and a tiki cup. It is Jazz Fest in New Orleans, if it wouldn't be coronavirus, fucking coronavirus. So cheers, girls.
Cheers. Happy Jazz Fest Day.
Happy Jazz Fest. So y'all, as I said, you've been so important in my personal development. I knew it at the time acutely, like Julie living at your house for a period of time after my mom kicked me out. Hollis living at your house. I mean, y'all have been sisters, family, just kind of what came to mind, I don't know, for y'all as you thought about us gathering in this forum today.
It's been nice to reconnect during this whole crazy coronavirus time.
It has. We've been doing like twice a week Zoom or FaceTime. One of them went like 5 hours. Nikki, your phone died. I think I almost passed out. Like Ninette, like it's been so much fun having y'all during this time.
Yes, it's been nice. Reconnecting with everybody again.
Yes.
Because for a while I hadn't seen anybody for a long time. and then to reconnect and pick up as though we were back at school was really nice. Like we haven't skipped a beat. So I do appreciate that.
Nikki, me too. And I feel like it's always been like that between us. And I mean, for me, like there's such trust. I think like honesty. I mean, I totally trust y'all. It's like a different, as I've met friends throughout the years, certainly I have some amazing friends that are not from Sacred Heart, but between us uniquely, there's just like safe. And it might have to do with meeting so young and going through so many experiences together that are just hard to even repeat. Ninette, I'm wondering what you're thinking. You're a therapist too.
Yeah. Well, I think the way it came about was really cool that we were having this cocktail hour and we just were, and I am so interested in what you're doing, Lisa. And then just on a personal level, being back in New Orleans and seeing people that you all are like sisters, just this familiarity that is so, I don't know, goes so deep. And
then
thinking about everything that you're doing is about healing and love and connection and acceptance and non-judgment. And I just kept thinking when we were in that cocktail hour, I'm like, well, that's us. We have books and we are like living examples of kind of like healing and growth. It's just that level of just trust, I think, and the bond that just doesn't go anywhere. It's a lot. It's rare. It feels rare to me.
Were you going
to say
something,
Alice? It's fun to see everybody, like, it's fun to see y'all's faces, like, God, everybody's the same, but not.
I know.
Nikki hasn't changed yet.
So I was just going to say that Sacred Heart really was just about being sisters, you know, because it was all girls, we didn't ever have to worry about guys being around.
We were
our most natural self together. And
yes.
I think we never,
better
and then
worse.
Because of the age also that we were, that you could become friends, even if you didn't have everything in common, it didn't matter. So we've just taken that forward. And it's harder to meet people later in life that you have the same background with.
I agree. And you know, I have some pictures Consuelo taught us during that. Ninette, I remember it being like a 4-hour cocktail hour.
Was it?
It yes. was
probably to 4 to 5. And then
so just then maybe like taking a trip back. Ninette, let's start with you. I'm going to duck out the way.
Oh,
look how beautiful. Gorgeous. From high school. Gorgeous.
Max just looked at that and was like, Mom, who is that?
I don't look anything.
And then here now, I really like this picture of you.
Yeah, so that would be me.
And then Consuelo.
Wow.
Consuelo then. And then. Oh. Wait, let's see. Oh my gosh, please tell me I have it here uploaded.
Consuelo, look at those eyes.
Consuelo then and Consuelo just right there.
Nice.
Consuelo before the podcast, having a hard time putting on some makeup. And here is
Julie
and Consuelo myself. I feel like we look like babies.
Yeah, we look like babies.
You do.
We're babies.
And in wedding dresses, babies and wedding. This is how we graduated from Sacred Heart, y'all, in like a wedding dress.
That's amazing.
Then let's see. Nikki, it wasn't the 80s without a wicker chair somewhere.
Right?
Shoulder pads.
What is it with that wicker chair?
Nikki, you look exactly the same, except for the dress.
You do.
Exactly the same.
You do. And then let's see.
And thank you.
Okay, here's
absolutely
so missing is our dear friend Eve Averick, who is a big part of our group. This is at Christmas a couple years ago in New Orleans. Like down, I'm trying to get out the way. Oh my god.
we used to definitely meet once a year at least.
At least. Let's see. And then here's when Hollis, you and I, when I got a top woman in business award and had long hair. Longer hair. Okay, this is a funny one.
I never thought it longer. It's so pretty.
Oh, yeah, the curtain dresses.
This is what they were wearing, curtains.
Oh, my gosh, I never thought of that.
Hollis and Consuelo didn't get the big hair thing. Like, you know.
Julie, you had the bigger hair.
I had a perm going all the time.
We all have pink frosted lipstick then.
Wait, that L'Oreal color. We all wore the same L'Oreal. Do you remember?
Yep.
That like, I'm blanking on the name.
I don't remember, but the picture shows it.
Nikki, you and me and your sister Angela, who also went to Sacred Heart.
I don't even know what that was from.
That was, remember the crawfish boil at your house with all your family?
Yeah.
And then I just have to say, I love Sacred Heart.
Aww.
Cute. Okay.
That was cute.
Thank you. So, y'all, okay, so usually once we get into things after like an hour, so one of my favorite moments in our 4-hour happy hour was when we're all laughing and suddenly you're like, oh my God, we have to get serious and talk about Darwinism.
Oh my God. This is when we had pigtails. We had pigtails in our hair.
Yes. And then the side ponytail.
We're dancing to Freakazoid and all these 80s songs. And Consuelo's like, wait a second.
Wait, there Consuelo goes. Wait, that's awesome.
That's a serious look.
Someone else brought their ponytail?
Let's talk about Darwin. Like, while we've got all this stuff going on. That was awesome. I will never forget that. That was life changing. Because Consuelo, you have, it was like this, it's so you. It's just perfect. Right then and there. Darwin.
Oh my gosh. So y'all, awesome. Do you think it's, I mean, y'all have kids, but is it kind of, do other high schoolers have the experience that we have? I mean, it's so valuable, our friendship, and so many of our classmates and friends are watching this today. They've been commenting like, you know, we're such a closely knit class and I'm so appreciative of that. It's one of the reasons I keep coming back to New Orleans and living is because of you all. I can't imagine not having you in my life, like physically. So just just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah. For my girls, no. And what's neat is like out of the six of us here that have joined you, I think we all have different stories. And I know a couple of them are going to say, yes, my daughters have had the same experience as us because they're going to Sacred Heart. My girls had a wonderful school system, but unfortunately they don't have those ties like we have at all. And okay. They used to tell me that because they know like they were kids growing up and they knew that I still got together with all of you, like all my high school friends. We got together for everybody's birthday, for dinner, holidays. We go to dinner, and they're like, I can't believe you're still friends with your high school friend. Like, and they knew that wasn't going to be the case for them.
Wow. It's hard imagine that.
I know. And it's because of, to me, it's Sacred Heart. And that's what was instilled in us, you know?
Well, and Nikki, your daughter's with the Sacred Heart.
Yes. So it is. I think, especially Taylor, she used to say all the time, when she went off to college, she was like, well, my real friends are my high school friends. And I was like, well, but you can make friends in college. I mean,
you
call your sorority sisters. Oh, those are my new friends. But my real friends are the ones that I've had since I was in nursery.
Wow.
So for her core group is still very much together, even though they're like everywhere. They are still kind of intact and they talk and they are, and it's easier for them now because unlike us, they can Snapchat and Facebook. And Zoom and see each other. And
well, we've been doing that and I'm on
Snapchat. But we can do that.
Hello.
That
platform's a little confusing, but kind of.
It's a little odd.
It's a little odd.
Yeah, but we had our 20s where you was no.
But in our 20s, you were just, you were still writing letters and trying to call people on the phone.
Yeah.
So, but she's like, those are her real friends. And she's got some really good college friends and sorority sisters, and she loves them. But when she's in the thick of things, it's going to be her Sacred Heart friends. I would say Maddie's the same. She, and probably more so in that they haven't been in school since March 7th, 13th, sorry. And you know, it's probably going to bind them together a little bit closer because of, well, will you have a graduation? Will you? You didn't get to have the senior crawfish boil. You didn't have mother's luncheon. And that's going to kind of, all we have is when they go drive and sit and talk from their cars in front of school.
Wow. You said they were doing that because of the quarantine, getting out, they going to Sacred Heart and in their cars, hanging out and talking. Remarkable.
They did that. And they asked them to please remain safe and to not do that again.
Wait, Nikki, I wasn't laughing at you, but I don't know if you see Consuelo's chat. No, I don't have a ponytail holder.
I know, mine are
Scorpio humor. Y'all are leaving me by myself in the pigtails. I'll remember this. Ninette, I can't hear you. Wait, Ninette, unmute yourself.
I'll get some ponytail holders right now.
Okay, good.
Wait, Hollis, you need two?
I feel like my friend.
Hollis, you could do a side ponytail.
And oh, look at your hair is too short. You can't.
Probably a dramatic one, too.
I don't have enough hair.
No, Nikki, I don't feel a little I don't think Julie has enough hair. I don't have a hair tie.
I could probably do like one of my babies and pull their bangs outside of off their face and say, come, let me put a rubber band so you can stop having your hair sweat on your forehead.
How is that cute?
Wait, let me see.
And you're talking about how you were all, you know, saying things about our friendship, how special. I didn't realize how sheltered I was in some ways in New Orleans, as traumatic as some of the experiences I've been through, you know, separate from peers. Like when I came out to Los Angeles, I had a hard time at first making friends. And now I found an amazing group of girlfriends that feel a lot of ways like y'all, very trusting. Like there was an earthquake here the other night. And I text Holly, my friend here, like almost midnight, freaking out. And she was like, it's okay, sweetie. Like I grew up here. It's going to pass.
It doesn't match my dress.
So it's nice to finally have some of that here in LA. But I didn't realize just how like protected I was.
Yeah, it's just so rare. I just, even throughout life after high school and after Sacred Heart, there's
no. Wait, but Maddie just told me it didn't match my dress, so I had to open another one.
I'll be back.
Okay, you're going to get a hair tie?
All of these, because I couldn't ride in music, I have all these like hair thingies and scarves that we were throwing because I.
Oh, muses. Okay, for those of you listening, watching Mardi Gras, it is an amazing name. This is in muses. We go to Hollis's house, Consuelo, we're there. And Nikki, we get shoes. It's Hollis, I missed that this year.
I did too.
Yeah.
I had the food. Weird. Had everything. We actually.
Wait, what happened?
They canceled it because of the traumatic night on Nick's.
That's right.
Well,
the person
they said it was because
kids
of the wind.
Showing up already. And so since people were already showing up, we just ate the food and hung out.
Okay.
They said it was too windy.
This was a very weird Mardi Gras. It was the Mardi Gras that everything
was
wrong.
Well, was
it? And that's why we weren't thinking about coronavirus. You know, I mean, we really weren't at all. We were just fixated on the number of crazy, weird things that happened.
Weird things that happened. Yeah.
Well, was it Consuelo that said during one of our happy hours, might the universe have been trying to protect New Orleans, knowing coronavirus was out and about, almost to try to stop Mardi Gras? Consuelo, was that you saying that?
Yeah, we just talked about it because it was just really weird that since like the 1980s or something, no one has gotten run over by a flu.
And it happened twice, like two nights apart, right?
Yes.
And run over and killed. I mean, not just like hurt, like killed.
Yes.
Well, and two people fell off balconies.
Oh, and
one fell off of the floats,
but didn't die.
And it rained and music.
It was a new disaster.
Right.
So many just weird
things. It was weird. It felt weird.
Did it?
It did. It just felt off. And it started feeling off like the week of music. Things just weren't lining up right.
I'm
sorry, y'all. I was here in LA reading NOLA.com and my sister, my sister, shout out to Ashley Tahir, was sending me like articles. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on in New Orleans at Mardi Gras? This is crazy. Never.
It's crazy. So I've not not been able to ride. And I mean, we were all ready to go. There was nothing going on.
Oh, I remember Muses was the night they said the wind was going to be terrible.
It was too windy. Okay.
That's and what so, it was.
Well, they said it was too windy for all the parades to pass and get through safely. So they canceled it. We were like at the end, getting ready to get on the floats. It was just the most god-awful thing. They gave us like an hour and a half if you wanted to get stuff off the floats, to get your stuff off floats and before they locked
everything up. You didn't roll on Friday then? They didn't reschedule?
Well, Maddie was a maiden Zulu. Was that Friday. So
that's why when I was yelling for you, you weren't there.
I was not there.
Okay.
Thank you for telling me. I tried. I had my signs.
Oh, my gosh.
It's such a shit show. And when I say shit, it was just, I mean, it was a disaster from start to finish. And so by the time we realized that we weren't going to ride, it was like, okay, now I've got to figure out, I've got to call my husband, have him come pick me up from the Peppermill, go and get my stuff from the den, get it off the float, haul it back home, find a sub. I mean, I was just like, it was
too much.
And getting ready for her to do the ball. So she had to be there at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
And what time is the ball? It's at night, right?
Ball was for 6.
Okay.
And so in the middle of other parades rolling.
Oh, right.
I got stuck on the other side of St. Charles Avenue at 4 o'clock. Couldn't get across, had to go across the river, come back. I mean, it was just everything that could go wrong, like that whole weekend, it was just
almost like, the universe not wanting any of this.
It's not wanting anything.
It's like, get out of those crowds, stay away from each other.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like it was trying to tell us to get away.
Yeah.
And there was so many. I remember reading articles like the mayor maybe is going to cancel the rest of Mardi Gras. Like, it was just so weird being here reading this. It was almost like this is surreal. Like, this.
Very.
Yeah. I mean, things just kept happening. We set up on Friday night. So we go to the ball Friday night, early Saturday morning at about 2:30. I go and I set up everything on St. Charles Avenue so that we can watch Saturday and Sunday's parades. During Saturday's parades, the balcony at one of the apartment buildings broke and he fell off.
Oh my gosh.
Funny, but it was funny because all you saw was like these people. It was like two guys and they just fell. It was like, what in the world? Crashed on the ground. It was
terrible.
But it is funny that everybody's like doing something and all of a sudden you're looking, holy shit, what is going on? People are like just falling.
That should be funny.
The floats didn't stop passing.
It just kept going. Okay, y'all, I feel left out. I'm going to grab a ponytail holder. So keep talking and I'll be right back.
Good.
Okay.
So I'm curious what this Mardi Gras is going to be like. You know, like
it can't be any weirder.
The drama like from last year.
I'm going to be scared to be in a crowd. I don't know what's happening. What kind of people are we turning into? Because I
no, you come to my house. No one just got off a plane.
Yeah.
Well, air kiss. Hello.
Those kinds of people, the air kiss people.
Oh, air kiss people.
They'll become air kiss people.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
This is better, right?
Yes.
Air kiss people. Well, I was asking.
We're turning into the air kissing people. Because really, that's honestly what's happening. I don't.
What are you saying, Ninette?
That's what's going to happen is we're going to be, I don't know, something's going to change. But I think people in New Orleans, especially because we're very affectionate with each other, it's going to be really hard.
It's going to be very hard.
Well, isn't it still? Some of my clients are hanging out in New Orleans. And I was like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be quarantining. So it seems like it's better in New Orleans, you know, but it is hard. I would have a hard time being there and not seeing you all. So
hell yeah.
Or not going to hug someone hello.
Yeah.
Because my dad gets annoyed. He came over and was.
And I want to see you from afar and see, like, I envisioned that. I was going to walk by because you're not very far. And I'm so glad we found that out.
No, I'm expecting a visit soon.
Julia, you and Julie. You and Julie are neighbors.
Has she been stopping you, Julie?
I'm
going to
walk my dog past your house and I'm going to go, Julie, just come and wait.
I mean, I'll come outside. I'll come outside.
We're going to go air. I'm just going to blow you an air kiss. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Really, I don't. Everybody's so familiar, and why wouldn't you want to hug your sister?
Yeah.
Like people that feel deeply. Yeah. I don't know. There's just a familiarity that's like, it's unnatural not to be able to.
It is unnatural. I mean, for people that don't like hugging, you're like, thank fucking God that, like, I don't have to touch people. But, like, I can't imagine.
That's being very that true. Yeah, people that don't like it were probably like, ooh.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's weird.
And the hug Nikki gave me back in, it was January? When did I see you? It was the Saints game.
January.
And you gave me the biggest, sweetest hug, and you just said, you got to come home.
Oh,
and
honestly,
that was like, oh, got it.
You said come home.
You made that happen fast, Nina, to move back.
You did.
That's what it looks like, but it's, I mean,
it's been in the works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
but when it happened,
probably for 25 years,
it happened fast.
But yeah, finally it gained its own momentum. And when it was right, it was right. And everything just fell in line. Well, but
it was time. Yeah.
Oh.
So if anything came out of that, it was time.
That's 100%. So true.
But I remember that hug and I was like, oh God, yes, this is it. That's after that. That felt like home.
Nikki must give good hugs.
Nikki gives good hugs.
I'm a hugger, so it's going to be very hard for me to not.
Well, you will hug. You'll just go back to hugging.
Or you know, my husband, he's like, you're always trying to touch somebody. Like, I don't know. There's something wrong with you, right?
I like to hug everybody, but. I like
no, it's
you know, I either put my hand on you or I'm a toucher. So if you don't want to be touched, there's a we have a problem.
There's a problem.
No, it's just you're just warmth and love.
Southern hospitality.
100%.
So yo, I'm gonna do my quick commercial. And then we'll come back and have the rest of the time.
Oh, you know, the S is for super.
And the U is for unique. Okay, I'll be right back. Ronan, I don't know if you can mute everybody but me.
Oh.
This podcast is brought to you by Beekeepers Naturals, the company on a mission to reinvent your medicine cabinet. I've been using this product by them. If you can see on the Zoom, it's the Propolis Throat Spray, and there's one for children. And actually, I used this in December when it was flu season in New Orleans. I started to get sick, and I bypassed it, and I contribute that to this product. It is, let me tell you more about them. These are natural remedies that they combine the powers of plant aptogens and sustainably sourced ingredients from the beehive, along with research, testing, and remedies that will make healthy your new norm. I know right now we're all looking for ways to prevent, to boost our immune system. So I ask you to consider Beekeepers Naturals, the Propolis Throat Spray for adults and children. As my listener, they offer you 15% off your first order by going to beekeepersnaturals.com/therapy, therapy, and you get 15% off your first order. beekeepersnaturals.com/therapy. Additionally, if you like audiobooks as much as I do, audible.com is my sponsor. And as my listener, they offer you a free month subscription to try them out by going to audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. Okay, y'all, I see there's been a wardrobe. Is there a wardrobe hair change? You can unmute yourselves. I don't know how to do all that. Okay.
I need a second ponytail holder.
Okay. Yeah. And Julie, you did a little double.
I had to. Mine is definitely a promotion for not dyeing hair. So you young people, don't start dyeing your hair young, although I would be 100% gray. I've lost so much hair. my ponytail looks pretty pitiful.
Well, Ninette's not back yet. Ninette's the therapist. Therapy.
I think we're going to be wowed in a second.
Okay. Oh, she's doing a hair change.
Be wowed.
Okay. I feel like this is like.
I think that's perfect.
Just like leave it.
Hair.
Just leave it. So, y'all, what else do you want to talk about?
Look, Lisa, that looks kind of 80s. Like,
I was right? I was thinking a little Joan Jett.
Like Howard Jones. Yes. Like
Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, what are we going to do when I get back to New Orleans? We got to hang out.
What are we not going to do?
We're going to hug. We're going to hug a lot.
So if you come in May, the quarantine may be softening.
May 26th is the date right now.
Okay. Hopefully we can do more than just stand on your sidewalk and chat six
weeks. And shout.
Like sit on your back porch, Hollis or Consuelo, your outdoor area. Julie, and I haven't been to your place yet.
Yep.
Everyone would come over.
Yeah.
We can hop from Ninette's to Julie's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could do like
and then we have Eve,
a bar crawl from one to the other.
Where's and we Eve? Can get Eve to bring the van and like Tony can drive us around. Or Scott, your Consuelo says we can drive us around.
Yeah, van
well, we're supposed to have a swim party too.
Oh,
remember pool party at Eve?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm ready for that.
We can be socially distant there.
Yeah, I just plan with
although,
some
you know,
friends.
We'll all end up.
What's that?
I said we'll all end up right there by each other, hugging each other.
I know.
Well, we'll just start taking temperatures.
Right, and alcohol is supposed to make you an unhospitable. What is the word we were using? An uninhabitable.
Uninhabitable host.
Right. So if we just
keep drinking,
yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, I'm going to do, I have a couple friends that live here in my building. So Saturday, there's a big outdoor area. We are going to get some margaritas and food and keep 6 feet of distance and hang out. Because I feel like it's just been a long time, you know, hanging out with somebody in person. You know, it's nice to do all this, but it'll be fun to sit outside.
Yes. This has been a lot. It's been a lot.
Say that again?
A thought. It's been a lot.
How so for you, Nikki? Like what? Because I know you own a school and you're an essential business, the daycare. That's a fucking lot right now. And having to.
Well, I mean, it's not, we don't have, we've got 7 kids. But.
That's what I mean. It's hard. You went from a full enrollment to 7 kids. Wow.
So that's been a lot, but just the navigating around, you know, all the cleaning and the, if I disinfect one more thing, like I'm going to.
Oh, gosh, I didn't know that.
As a pet, coronavirus is not going to do it. Black lung is, I was spraying Maddie when she coughed, and I was like, wait, let me go get it. And I spray, I'm like, walk through the mist.
So 20 years from now, we're all going to have cancer from all the antibacterial shit?
Yes. Yeah, she's like, Mom, you're choking me. I'm like, good. Okay, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. I mean, I don't know how much more that we can do. It gets too much.
Yeah.
It gets a vicious cycle.
What do you mean, Consuelo?
Like, let me clean my hands and then you start cleaning off like the actual container that has the disinfectant and it never ends. And then you, I don't know.
It's almost OCD-ish.
Well, I'm feeling for people that have OCD. I cannot imagine what they're going through right now.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine people who are germaphobes who this is like their worst nightmare?
Yeah. Have y'all been going out?
Really, germs?
What's that? And Ninette, you're muted if you want to unmute yourself.
Well, it's probably for the best that I was muted.
You took a long break there. You okay? You just had to go. You were talking about your therapy, how you're a therapist also.
I wasn't talking. Y'all were talking about that. No, I had to go potty.
Okay. But you're a therapist also. You have an ability to do really great.
I mean, no, I had enough.
It's kind of by default, but it's fun. I'm about to start paint by numbers if I don't get more hair to do.
We're all waiting.
I'll be ready soon.
We all have overgrown hair. Grace.
Can we figure out how to, can you like do a hose and like skeet somebody's hair? And then take like a long arm, and I am desperate of like somebody to do my hair. But how do you socially distance?
I need 6-foot scissors.
That would be
You just said it, Nikki. That works for me. If we can make those, then we are in business. I can do
that's our entrepreneurial idea.
We're gonna trademark. Trademark coronavirus 6-foot scissors. But how would you do all that?
Be so heavy, you'd need a person to hold each little.
Yeah, each like arm of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, some way there should be a way to automate it, right?
That would be so cool.
Play with it.
Yes.
And this is what Zoom is like at night.
Or just wear masking gloves.
If you wear a mask and you're, I don't know, behind the person, whatever. Like
everybody wears a mask. So the person you're doing wears a mask and you wear a mask and the person other person has on gloves and you have on gloves and
hazmat
What's that?
One of those hazmat suits and everybody
we're all good.
Right? You can get one of those. Trainer jumpsuit.
Somebody has one of those.
Hollis has one.
You have a hazmat suit.
Hollis has.
Why do you have a hazmat suit?
Why?
Because my mom during the last.
Who might be listening?
What a little loco! Oh yes,
I miss Martha.
Oh, so how do you?
Anyway, she has a whole arsenal of safety gear in case the world goes to hell.
Is your mom a survivalist?
No, that's
a nice way to say it. She's a survivalist.
Okay.
That's a good way.
There are a lot of people.
I feel bad, Nina. I'm dying a haircut, but I feel like I'm breaking the rules, even though.
Well, Hollis, let's meet halfway. I will meet you on Carrollton Avenue.
How does that help to meet Hollis halfway?
What are you going to do?
We
cut it on the street.
And the masks and everything. That means
on the sidewalk.
You're fine. You were exposed. Everybody was exposed.
A lot of people have to have been.
And we've all been exposed. So we just don't have to worry.
Especially since Mardi Gras. Because they were saying
You had COVID-19 and recovered COVID-17. Now I'm making up new. You had it recovered, thank God. Okay.
My parents got tested and they were positive.
And they've
recovered. We assumed that I had it.
Yeah.
But 50% of the people that have the virus do not have symptoms. So 50%, that's a large percentage. So
yep.
I think we've all carried it. We've all spread it. We're just trying to contain it.
Julie, what do you think? Being that you're at the hospitals, like you're in there.
I was a little pant. Like, I haven't worked since I do PRN on Sundays at UMC in New Orleans. I haven't worked the past probably 3 weekends.
That's awesome.
The first 2 weekends, I was a little like, oh my God, I'm getting short of breath. But honestly, I mean, my boyfriend, he works at both hospitals, 2 hospitals, and I'm around him all the time. And I feel like, I think too, traveling for work, I like have built my immunity up. So
when he comes home, does he like go right to the shower? Is there like a thing, ritual?
You know, he's Vietnamese and he's also OCD. So he was doing all these ritualistic things before, like cleaning everything that comes in the house, taking off your shoes. That was our norm anyway. So, but
so he gets away to man.
When the taking off the shoe thing.
Do y'all just put everything in the dryer because I know that if you get it to a high temperature.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because if it's like you've only worn it for 2 hours, why put it through the wash again? You know? So I just put every, like, not everything if it needs to be washed, but I find it. I find
put
it
your dog
easier.
Nola in the dryer.
Yes, I put Nola in the dryer.
I just come home and wash my hands. I don't worry about the clothes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't either.
I get all weirded out. Like, the hair gets in my hair. I get in the shower. I throw everything in the dryer. I want it off.
I can't.
I don't know.
That's how you feel.
I feel like if I can avoid it, then I need to. If I'm aware of it, then I have to take the measures, you know? I just
I haven't been overly.
Is Nina falling over?
I think because of your background, I don't even know what you're sitting on.
It's
field of
see.
Oh. Do I want to see the real background? I'll show
you. Yeah, what is it?
Oh, I love
the sunflowers.
Well, that's at the Biltmore in Asheville, you know, that big old hotel thing.
No.
Well, it's not a hotel, but it was like the first, like, I don't want to say castle, but I think it's
called?
A castle. The Biltmore, it's now it's a Biltmore, hotel, yes. But it's like the band's, like, whatever.
Yes.
But
it's like a rich person's house.
Very okay. much so, and they still own it, and so they have, like, huge amounts of land. And in September, that is what you see.
Beautiful.
Is those sunflowers. That's my favorite time to go. It's really pretty. All right, I don't know how to do this. How do I? Oh, well, y'all keep talking while. Okay. Oh,
so wait. Y'all, have you done yet? Oh, look at this. Oh, my gosh, it's Sam.
She got it.
That's gorgeous.
Yep. I want to do that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. How did you do that?
Oh my God.
I just ran over to the school so it was more authentic.
virtual background.
Love it. Now that's duck awesome. Your head so we can see the school.
Oh.
Y'all, that's there our high is. School if you're watching and don't know Sacred Heart New World. When was it founded? What year? Like 18 something? 19 something?
Oh, so you were founded.
Look at me. Phenomenal.
Maddie said 1868.
Thank you, Maddie.
1868. Wow.
Maddie.
What is that?
Oh, it's a phenomena.
Crazy.
Phenomena. I love that.
That is cool.
But y'all, so I'm going to do a walking happy hour with a friend here too next week. Ooh, we're going to have to-go cups and just like walk around.
Are you allowed to have an open alcohol container in LA?
Nobody's going to know what it is, you know, in some kind of Mardi Gras cup. Hmm. But they are selling to-go drinks now. The restaurants are allowing to-go liquor, wine, and beer because of coronavirus.
Nice.
Wow. Ooh. Once you go to-go, there's no turning back.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
it. That's it. I was so happy when Superior Seafood started selling
frozen drinks.
Frozen,
yes,
75s in the gallon.
Oh five. Wow!
I was like, yes. Oh, I'm in heaven.
So, Lisa, where are y'all going to do your walk?
She's going to come to this area, and we're just going to walk. There's like a park down the street, so we can walk, and it's a park. I don't know the name, and just hang out and sit there. Next week. Next week at some point. So what are y'all doing the rest of today?
I have a faculty meeting at 4:00.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I have a faculty meeting as well.
Really?
At 5:30.
Okay. Julie?
I don't have anything to do.
Awesome.
I'm good.
Yes. Hollis?
I am supposed to cook dinner for people.
For people,
but I'm sick of cooking dinner for
dinner
people
every night.
Tim cooks right? though sometime,
they always
right?
ask for food.
He does. We're all sick of it.
Do you want to order out or?
I don't know.
Nobody eats.
The one thing that Camille does always made me hate cooking at home. I'm
what's
just
that?
Every day. It's like, what's for dinner? And it was what's for dinner before. But it was different. Now it's like everybody, that's all they look forward to is eating. What's for breakfast? What's for lunch? What's for dinner? Yeah. Like,
could y'all stop eating?
Like you're a tourist in New Orleans and all you're thinking.
Yeah, and all we're doing is eating. And I'm like, I just went to the grocery store. The refrigerator looks empty.
And our hours are all just completely messed up. Like Max was down here eating like a breakfast lunch at 3 o'clock. like eating dinner at like 30, 10 o'clock at night. It's just ridiculous. The hours are messed up.
Yeah.
Ninette's iPad just died.
Oh, so. No.
Yeah. What?
She's like, what's your address?
She said what?
What's your address?
Uh-oh, she's coming over.
Oh, she's coming over. Y'all, we're at the very end of our show. Okay, I don't know. Last words. I love you all so much. Love you so much. It's been so helpful to just have our – we have to schedule another Zoom happy hours. Hours.
Yep.
Hours.
Come on. Yeah. Thank you for being
thank
my
you
guest today.
This was fun.
This was so fun. I love
thank
you all.
Thank you. Bye.
To your kids and husbands and families and all that.
All right.
Talk to you this weekend.
Bye. Yes. Bye, girls.
Bye. Bye. That concludes my show today on LA Talk Radio. Join me next week. Thank you for participating in episode number 200. Bye.
200. You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.